Let's get started with our top story. Revelations that in West Bengal, MLAs of the Congress party were made to sign affidavits pleading allegiance to the Gandhi family, something that the BJP has termed to be bonded labour. This on a day when the Congress has tried to change the topic by lashing out at Amitabh Bachchan instead. Let's introduce our panel. We're joined by Odhir Ranjan Chaudhary, who's of course the West Bengal Congress president. Now remember that the central leadership of the Congress seems to be disassociating from this decision, saying we didn't ask for it. At the same time, they're not asking the Bengal unit to scrap it either. Sushmita Deb will give us a perspective of the central leadership of the Congress party. She's here in the studio. Also joining us, Siddharthnath Singh, senior BJP leader, was in charge of the Bengal campaign for the BJP in the state, and Joyanta Ghoshal, who's of course a senior journalist with the Anand Bazar Patrika. Mr. Odhir Ranjan Chaudhary, how can you possibly justify an affidavit like this, which I have in front of me, which says, I swear my unqualified allegiance to the Indian National Congress led by Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi. We are living in the 21st century. Our allegiance should only be to our country. And even our country we're allowed to question when we think that there's something wrong. But allegiance to the Gandhi family, how can you explain this?
See, do you think that it is only for Gandhi family? What I have, we have expressed in our, what you may call affidavit or not.
What is the point of this affidavit?
It has been said, just listen to it. It has been said, you are a Madam Barkhaji, you are a renowned media honcho in our country. So you should not misconstrue of what it has been. I think the issue has been blowing out of proportion because it was a spontaneous expression of elected member of West Bengal that they have made swear to the Indian National Congress. They expressed their oath of allegiance.
To whom?
On their own volition.
Is this allegiance to the Congress party or is it allegiance to the Gandhi family?
The paper is lying on your table, yes. And you may see what has been written on it.
It says the Indian National Congress led by Sonia and Rahul Gandhi.
Yes. Who is the leader of the National Congress now? National Congress of India is led by whom? So it has been expressed that that allegiance has been done to the Indian National Congress.
So you're saying the allegiance is to the party, not to the family.
We swear unqualified allegiance,
yes,
to the Indian National Congress.
Yes.
And the Indian National Congress is happened to be led by Sonia Gandhi ji and Rahul Gandhi ji.
But look at the next paragraph, Mr. Chaudhary.
What is
wrong
in
it? Sir, look at the next paragraph.
It is nothing.
Even
is
if
nothing
I do not agree with any party policy
or
decision.
It is our spontaneous expression.
Sir, spontaneous, why do you need a sworn affidavit? If it is spontaneous,
so why
do you need an affidavit?
Nothing unethical to it. We see this kind of affidavit,
yes,
does not deter anyone from quitting the party. There is no legal implication in it.
So why have you done it?
You are blowing
this
issue out
of
proportion.
If there's no legal implication, why have you done it?
It was on their own volition. The elected members have expressed their allegiance to the Indian National Congress.
So I ask you again,
isn't it true that your legislators
being poached in 2011? 10 Congress legislators were poached, as the Congress party itself has admitted. You're scared of it. This is your way of trying to keep the flock together.
This kind of oath of allegiance cannot deter anyone from poaching into the Congress
party. So why have you done it? What is the meaning of this affidavit?
So this kind of commitment, this kind of oath of allegiance cannot deter anyone from poaching into the Congress party. See, if you express your oath of allegiance, if you express your loyalty to your father, to your mother, as they are your custodian, so what is unethical
in
it?
So you're saying Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi are the custodians of every single MLA
Congress
in the Congress?
No.
Are you saying they're the custodians of every single MLA in the Congress?
We have expressed our allegiance to the Indian National Congress, which is happened to be led by Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi.
I need to open this up.
So there is nothing wrong in it. There is nothing unethical of it. You should not blow the issue out of proportion.
Siddharthnath Singh, you called it bonded labour. You've heard Odhir Chaudhary before. We let him go and get Sushmita into the debate. If there's something you'd like to ask Odhir Ranjan Chaudhary.
Well, certainly I would not like to ask him, but hearing his explanation to the whole issue, I think one which I have said, it is humiliating for any political worker and particularly to a legislators that you have to give an affidavit.
Yeah.
It turns out to be a bonded labor of that party.
Yeah.
So it's a humiliating to, for a political fraternity per se, I have said that.
I agree.
And now since I've heard his explanation, when I hear that, there are only two things which comes into my mind. And one is either Mr. Adhir Roy Chaudhary wants to express that he is the greatest or the highest level of sycophant to the Gandhi family, or there is a crisis which is brewing and which is internal crisis certainly to the leadership of Rahul Gandhi, and therefore this kind of affidavit and allegiance has been given so as to express to the rest of the Congress workers, here we strongly with the Rahul Gandhi's leadership, which is under question, particularly by the workers of Congress workers in Kerala, who have gone on record and they are expressing among themselves, which that look, you had a kind of an alliance in Bengal, and here we are fighting tooth and nail against the left. So there is a question mark on the leadership and the decision making of Rahul Gandhi. So either it's a sycophancy or it is the leadership crisis or the ability of Rahul Gandhi to lead which is being brought into question.
I think that's a fair question, but your comment that it's bonded labor, the BJP took the position that this is like bonded labor, playing of course on the pun bonds. Do you really think it's that bad? I think it's awfully sycophantic. I agree with you. But bonded labor, is that a phrase that the BJP stands by?
Barkha, is it to me?
Yes, Siddharth, to you.
Sorry, I the voice keeps dropping, so I couldn't hear, but I've understood the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bonded labor is certainly, it's a very humiliating. I work for my party. I may be an ordinary worker or a leader in a party, but my allegiance to the party is to the ideology which belongs to the party, and therefore I'm with the party, and I, as a worker or as a leader or anybody, I do understand the what are the fine prints and where do I cross the Lakshman Rekha.
Okay.
And therefore I need to remain within that. The party doesn't seek a kind of a bond which has been given by the MLAs in West Bengal of Congress.
Okay.
So therefore, that kind of activity is only done, and look at the contents in it, particularly the second para in it.
Yeah.
These are done when you take a job, let's say you are going for a job in Middle East or Iraq or Iran, that's a kind of a affidavit that you have sign where you cannot do anything unless the master is asking you to do.
Adhir, a quick response before we say thank you to you. A quick response that you are being a dictator. Either you're being a dictator or you're being a sycophant or you're terrified that there's a question mark over Rahul Gandhi's leadership.
See, I cannot understand what kind of our big pundits are telling on your TV. But I think that at least we have not paid our obeisance at the headquarter of Nagpur, when the entire ministry had gone to give themselves the account of their performance.
But your headquarters are also a parivar. Expressed. It's the parivar
we
of
have,
the
Pendian. We have simply... See,
it's we have the parivar
of the Pendian. Stick to the affidavit and why it has been given.
We have simply expressed our allegiance to the Indian National Congress.
And not
Indian
to the Gandhis,
Indian National
you're saying.
Congress is okay. Our... Yeah, Indian
not
National Congress
Gandhis.
Led by Sonia Gandhiji. Indian National Congress is now led by Sonia Gandhiji. Indian National Congress is led by Rahul Gandhiji. So we do not have any kind of hesitation to say that present Indian National Congress is led by Sonia Gandhiji and Rahul Gandhiji.
Okay.
And whenever I would like to express my allegiance to the Indian National Congress, it is a natural corollary that party is led by Sonia Gandhi.
Okay, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, thank you.
So
you're standing by what you've said.
To find out any hole into these kind of statement. It is up to them.
I do not want
to make any flippant comment on their, irrelevant issues.
Thank you, sir. We are now opening this up for the larger question. Is this kind of attitude, these kind of affidavits, the real reason that the Congress finds itself in the crisis that it does? And is that why it's trying desperately to change the topic today by lashing out at Amitabh Bachchan? Siddharthnath Singh, of course, is still with us. Jayanto, Sushmita Dev are with us, and Suhail Seth is also joining us now. Jayanto, before I get Sushmita in, since we've heard extensively from Odhir Ranjan, what does this say to you? If it's spontaneous, why do you need an affidavit? And on the same day, the same press conference, Randeep Surjewala, while kind of defending this, but in a vague sort of way, then lashes out at Amitabh Bachchan.
There is a political reason. Otherwise, in Kerala, when Congress lost, there is no need for these affidavits in Kerala. The defeated MLAs, they are not doing it. In Assam, the great loss, Sushmita is here, she can tell me better. There is no need for this sort of affidavit in Assam.
So why in West Bengal? Yes.
So I think it is more state-centric than the High Command-centric, because there is a sense of insecurity
about keeping the MLAs.
Because it still sends out a national message.
Jayanto, it may be state-centric, but to Indians watching this, this is the Congress displaying its full sycophancy.
Exactly. The style of functioning of the state Congress leaders
illustrates the national... Sushmita, on one hand, Rahul Gandhi used to talk about the democratization of power, of opening up political spaces. You have a first family that MLAs now have to swear allegiance to, and you choose, instead of focusing on that and condemning it, to lash out at Amitabh Bachchan in some unconnected manner.
See, I think the Amitabh Bachchan statement and this entire issue that has been reported in the paper are two separate issues. Secondly, I'd like to say you're repeatedly saying bonded labour. I think AICC has made it very clear, and so has PCC just now on your channel,
that
no one was forced to give this affidavit or this bond, whatever the format
is. But then why have a bond at
all? I'll tell you something.
If it's spontaneous or voluntary, why do you need it in writing?
See, I'll tell you something.
On stamp paper.
Can I finish?
Yeah, okay.
That after an election, generally, what I have seen in the past, I've been an MLA and a councillor, now an MP, whether you form the government or you're in the opposition, there's always a CLP meeting, a resolution is passed authorizing AICC president and vice president to choose the CLP leader. So that is also, in a way, routine. Now, all I'm saying is it is a sign of solidarity. And we have blown it out of proportion by saying this is psychophancy.
You're not embarrassed by these?
No, I'm not embarrassed, Varkha. I'll tell you why. All they have done is shown a sign of solidarity to their leadership and to their party. When you go to a meeting in the BJP and they are saying, Modi, 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 that time nobody says anything.
But we won't be doing this program if you were just doing Gandhi.
We don't do Gandhi. We say Bharatiya Jatiya Congress Jindabad. But they say Modi, Modi, no Bajpai, Bajpai, no Advani, Advani. That's not sycophancy. You are calling the Indian national government, which is the government of the entire nation, Modi Sarkar.
Let Siddharth go ahead before I get Suhail. The Congress is saying it's really the Modi-driven BJP that is sycophantic, not
you
us.
You can't have two separate
rules. Okay, let him speak. Siddharth.
Well, I think she's trying to digress the issue and unable to answer why an affidavit, a kind of a bond, had to be given in the first place. And I think that remains the question. If Modi is a popular, Modi, yes, they chant Modi, Modi, but they chant not only here, they chant when he travels abroad also. So it's just not the BJP workers. There is a popularity of Modi. I didn't speak in between. So there is a popularity. But here, we don't go to the public or to our workers and say, oh, you are committed, you have to sign a bond. And therefore, your allegiance requires to be given to the party as well as to your leaders. Which you have done, that shows, again I say, it's either a high level of sycophancy or insecurity of your leader, which is being brought under question now, particularly after your humiliating defeat in the five elections that has just gone by.
Okay, Suhail, how do you see this? Now, Sushmita says the Bachchan issue is unconnected. The reason I see it is connected is, on the same day that this story happens, I think it's a political attempt to change the headline. That, okay, let's not talk about these bonds. Let's talk about Bachchan and what he's doing at the two-year function instead. To that extent, they are connected.
Well, yes and no. I don't think the Bachchan issue is as big as an issue. Otherwise, you would be discussing that and not the bonded labor issue.
Yeah.
Having said that, I think, you know, there's no surprise. All political parties, irrespective of who's at the helm, are sycophantic to their current or their present leader. I mean, if Advani was running the BJP, there would be Jai Jai Kar of Advani. I don't think Mr. Advani or Mr. Modi or Sonia Gandhi or Rahul Gandhi would actually exhort their MLAs or their party people to, you know, sign bonds. So I think we need to cut some slack for the Gandhis. I don't think Rahul Gandhi would actually go out and say, look, I want you to sign a bond on stamp paper.
But doesn't it symbolize the problem
having
with Congress?
Having said that, the point that you raised...
symbolize the... it is an emblem.
No, the point that you raised...
Yes.
Correct. So the point that you've raised is, in our country, in across the political spectrum, we are more loyal than the king himself. That nature of sycophancy needs to change, and perhaps the fact that you are discussing it, Sushmita being a member of parliament, Siddharth being there representing the ruling party, the fact that we are discussing this shows that there is a lot of bad taste left in the mouth amongst the citizens of the country, saying, why do our elected representatives, who should actually be swearing allegiance to the Constitution, are instead swearing allegiance to individuals? That, to my mind, is the critical issue.
In fact,
that shows sycophancy of a different order. I mean, Jayalalitha takes it to a different level. Jayalalitha, Mayawati, they take it to a different level, but no one talks about them.
That's a fair point. Siddharth, do you want to come in on that?
I mean, Jayalalitha would have you arrested for even discussing
her. Barkha, I just want to make a small point. The issue is, fair enough, I do take that Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi would not have agreed to this, and therefore it is at a state level. If that's the argument which is being sold by the Congress, one may like to argue on it, but then there has to be a kind of symbolism which must come out from Rahul Gandhi himself. And let's not, I'm not saying what he should be doing, but I remember
he showed
a symbolism by tearing an ordinance in a press conference where he was not holding a press conference. So he can still do a symbolism which that this kind of bonded legislators want in a party, but he hasn't done. And rather, I go with your theory that they have tried to digress the issue by raising the Amitabh Bachchan issue today. So Congress is not trying to duck it, but they are not condemning it or condoning what they have done.
I think that's a fair point, Sushmita. The point is that you suddenly lash out at Amitabh Bachchan. You suddenly lash out at Amitabh Bachchan. You say it's unconnected. It's the same press conference where Randeep Surjewala is being asked questions about these bonds, and he suddenly starts saying, what message is the Prime Minister sending? Why is Mr. Bachchan there? He calls Mr. Bachchan tainted, though there is no legal evidence right now to even make that allegation.
See, let's not talk about legal evidence. There's no legal evidence on Augusta Westland also. Having said that, whatever's in the public domain, in the media, it is discussed. We have PCs very often. The Bachchan issue has nothing to do with this issue. But I'd like to say, like, we are talking so much about, you know, this affidavit and Mr.
Rahul Gandhi should condemn it. Why doesn't Rahul Gandhi, all it would take is one tweet saying, you remember an ordinance that he tore up? He tore up an ordinance. So it's not like he doesn't publicly disagree with his party. It would take one tweet from him saying, I'm embarrassed by this affidavit and I disassociate myself.
But why should he be embarrassed, Bartha?
It's bloody embarrassing.
No, why? Give me a logic.
For a modern party...
If your MLAs and you're going on saying...
You know, if somebody asked me to sign a thing of allegiance to any individual, I would not do it.
Nobody asked them.
I owe my allegiance as a citizen to the Constitution. That's it.
The entire premise of your debate is wrong. Nobody asked them. PCC president just said that and repeatedly saying about allegiance to the Constitution. These same MLAs, when they go to the assembly, they will be swearing their allegiance to the Constitution. These two things are unconnected.
Okay. Now, before we are also going to bring in Rishi Kapoor into this conversation, but Jayanto, I want to bring you in on that. You say state-centric. I think the crisis is national. And I think Siddharth raises a... Both Suhail and Siddharth have made two valid points. Siddharth says, is this about an anxiety over Rahul Gandhi's leadership? What is it? But Suhail also says, don't forget the sycophantic cultures of parties we never speak about. You know, we don't do shows, or we do the odd show on Jayalalitha, but we forget about it.
2 points.
Yes.
1 point. The number one, culturally, it is connected with the culture of the high command. So it is a central issue, what you are saying.
Exactly.
But, you know, in the why I am focusing on the state issues, because after this defeat, the dissident leaders of Congress,
yes,
they are now questioning,
yes,
the relevance of this so-called alliance, yeah, or seat adjustment, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So the leadership of the state leadership also, the Adhir Chaudhary is the PCC president.
Yeah.
So they tried to make it to neutralize the dissident activities. To, I mean, this is a peculiar style, and through this you cannot stop the poaching.
Exactly.
Also,
you can't stop anything.
The poaching also.
Alright.
Unnecessary. You are giving a national message of sycophancy also.
So what? So, could have
so
been
and
a
Congress,
state
Congress spokespersons, yeah. Congress spokespersons, they could have
okay,
said
so
today.
Okay, so we'll go ahead.
No,
and then I'm going to go to Rishi.
Just one
yeah.
second. The Congress spokespersons today, they could have said in Delhi that it is spontaneous, but there is no need for this.
No need.
They
for
have
the
not
affidavit.
Said it.
Yeah. Oh.
That there is
so
need.
So quickly,
for
I'm going to
this.
Go to Rishi now. So here, quickly.
Randeep
Surjewala did say, by the way, that there was no need or occasion for it. I just want to clarify, but he did not disassociate from it. He did not. He said there was no need for it. We didn't ask for it, but he didn't disassociate from it. Yeah. So he'll quickly. I want to go to Rishi Kapoor.
No, I want to very quickly say I disagree with Sushmita. I think it is time. It's an inflection point for Rahul Gandhi to say that while we are grateful for them expressing this kind of allegiance. But the manner in which they did it is not something that I welcome. That shows a new age thinking. It shows the fact that Rahul Gandhi has spoken about democracy within the Congress, and it sets everything to rest. Currently, silence is seen as the emperor's nod. Yes, be gratuitous. You know, be sycophantic because I'm blessing you.
Yeah.
When no one is saying the opposite, people assume that that will be the purposeful role of their lives.
Okay, but I do want to just be fair to Randeep Surjewala. I have here in front of me a quote from him, Siddharth, which says the Congress does not feel that there was a need for these affidavits. But I do think he did not go far enough in kind of saying they're embarrassing. And
so that's excellent.
We asked for them to be withdrawn. Siddharth, this is Randeep.
No, but that's
saying,
enough, Barkha.
Well,
you think that's enough?
Well Siddharth? Barkha.
Yeah.
Barkha, I think it's a classic book example of three things happening by through this incident and the way the Congress has tried to dissociate where they have actually not dissociated.
Yeah.
But that's a classic three book example. One, it reflects a sycophancy. Second, it does reflect that there could be dissidents in the the Congress ranks in West Bengal because of the overpowering Adhir Chaudhary. There is a local problem there. There could be a poaching which could happen. So there is a threat. And the third is that there is a question mark which is being now spoken widely on the Rahul Gandhi's ability to lead. So
okay.
This is the classic book example which throws all three things which I've just expressed.
All right, we'll leave it there. Siddharth, Sohail, Sushmita and Jayanto, I'm giving the last word now on this debate to Rishi Kapoor. So let's go straight across now to the actor who's known for his bluntness. So on the one hand, you have the extraordinary example of literally bonded labor with the Bengal MLAs bonding themselves in an affidavit to the Gandhi family. And on the other hand, you have the Congress lashing out at Amitabh Bachchan, playing to an old historic personal battle, as it were, between the Gandhis and Amitabh Bachchan. A lot of actors have come to Amitabh Bachchan's support. But of course, one of the most prominent voices, the first to question the sycophancy around the whole culture of the Congress, was Rishi Kapoor. Rishi is on the line with us now. Rishi, I remember you being the first to actually be ballsy enough to say why is everything in this country named after the Gandhis. Today you have a bizarre juxtaposition. You have the Bengal MLAs having to swear their allegiance to Sonia and Rahul Gandhi in an affidavit, and on the other hand you have the Congress perhaps trying to deflect attention, lashing out at Amitabh Bachchan. How do you see what's happened today?
I do not understand political overtures, so I'll just tell you what I am understanding in snatches from old news channels who have been calling me up. I, for one, feel that there is nothing wrong with Mr. Bachchan hosting educating the child. Apparently, I mean, he is a very respected and a very senior and iconic film star of India.
Yeah.
And he's a very popular actor, and I'm sure an event actually looks for, you know, people of his stature and his personality that who should, you know, be fitting the role.
Yeah, but, you know, coming as on a day when the Congress finds itself in trouble itself for its MLAs being asked to swear allegiance to the Gandhis, how do you see that paradox?
I don't understand this political thing. I don't understand, Barkha. I do not know what that means. I can only tell you what sense it makes to me. to my mind. And I see there's nothing wrong in Mr. Bachchan doing what he's been asked to do. I think it's a great honor for him and great honor for the country to have him to do that.
Why do you think the Gandhis are lashing out at Amitabh Bachchan?
Oh, well, I really don't know. There's no reason to, actually. And perhaps is it jealousy or is it feeling, you know, that Bachchan is doing something for the other government, not. But I don't think this is it's a political thing. Whatever my mind says, it's something to do with, which says something to educating a child. Aisa hi kuch hai na?
Yes, it's for the Beti Bachao campaign. Mr. Bachchan will be doing a segment
so
on that.
That's a noble cause, and Bachchan and Mr. Bachchan is the right person to do so.
Hmm. But you know, when you say it's jealousy, what do you mean? Because this is an old ladai between, you know, the Gandhis. If you remember when the Bandra Worli Sea Link in your city was opened and Mr. Pawar had called Mr. Bachchan, then too the Congress had whined a bit about it.
See, I have no idea of what political affiliation, who, kiska, kya hai. I can only say, like I said earlier, I can only tell you what makes sense to me. This must be something that they must have thought of, having Mr. Bachchan to do something and the other government got him. So I really don't know what these shallow fights are about.
Are you being careful today, Rishi, which is unlike you?
Careful? Am I the one who's going to be ever careful? Barkha, do you think I would ever be careful?
No, but that's why I'm wondering why you're not looking at this Bengal story also.
I do not know. I'm not capable enough to talk on this because I do not know.
But you know, when the Congress lashes out and say, oh, Mr. Bachchan's name's been, you know, now surfaced in the Panama Papers controversy, so why is the Prime Minister sharing a stage with him? They're personally attacking him.
His name had surfaced even during the Bofors case. What happened then? That was when this government was in power. He was very honorably freed from that.
So why do you think he's being targeted?
I have no idea. I don't know why allegations on Mr. Bachchan.
Why do you think he's being targeted by the Congress?
I really don't. Like I said, I don't know.
But, you know, you called out the sycophancy of the Congress culture. And you know, today, as I keep telling you, there's this story where Bengal MLAs are swearing their allegiance in an affidavit.
You know, what I said was that I don't see any reason why, even after such a long time. See, I've always said from the very beginning, I have nothing against the Gandhis or the Nehrus. I have utmost respect to those people who have given so much to our country and sacrificed so much. But having said that, I don't think I'm any wrong in asking why is their name being utilized and exploited to, you know, people have sent me so many forwards and so many Twitters about the kind of names and institutions and colleges that are named all over India on their name.
Yeah.
So absolutely. That is sycophancy. What else is it?
Absolutely. And why do you think, before we let you go, why do you think the Gandhis might be jealous of Amitabh Bachchan?
Well, I said it in context, having that probably they were thinking of having him do some, you know, talking on any event they would have. But I have no reason. I don't know any reason why they would have any.
Well,
if nothing comes to my mind, if anything comes to my mind, I'll let you know.
But you are reminding us of Bofors and saying Panama is not enough of a reason to attack Bachchan because Bofors had a very different ending. And that time, both the Gandhis and Amitabh Bachchan, in fact, were dragged into that, if you remember. So it's ironic.
But he was then exonerated from
exactly.
it and he was...
There's
nothing to it. And I don't see why time and again they, you know, implicate Mr. Bachchan.
Well, Rishi Kapoor, a pleasure to have you on the program as we continue our discussion now with our panel. Thanks,
Next
Rishi,
time,
very much.
Barkha, please call me for something pleasant. Don't call me for talking about political things. I don't know these things.
We like your unvarnished opinions, Rishi. Thank you so much.
Love you.